All right, if everybody's ready, we'll go ahead and get started. Good afternoon. Today is Thursday, August 3rd, 2023. It's 1:30 p.m., and this is the Technical Advisory Committee for MS. We'll go ahead and get started. Item one, call to order and determination of a quorum.
We do have quorum.
Very good. Moving on to item two, meeting minutes for the May 11th, 2023 meeting. A motion is required.
So moved. Jim McCleary.
Paradise second.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. All those in favor of approving the meeting minutes signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Hearing none, the motion passes. Moving on to item three, staff reports. Item 3A, financial progress report. Reference attachment 3A, Mr. Baker.
All right, thank you, Mr. Chairman. First off, I told our staff that I think we're going to have a quick meeting today, so we'll try not to draw it out. We don't have a ton on the agenda. But attachment 3A, through July 1st, or from July 1st to the end of the year, we spent about 70% of our budget. We're in good shape for this coming year with the carryover, and I'd be happy to answer any questions.
All right, no questions for Mr. Baker, so a motion is required.
The mouse is moved approved. Coleman, second.
We have a motion and a second. All those in favor of approving the financial progress report signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Hearing none, the motion passes. Moving on to item 3B, technical progress report. Mr. Stewart, are you ready?
Yep, I'm all set. Thank you. So a few funding updates that I thought would be of interest to most of you. First of which is the CMAQ applications came into our office last week. Those were due on the 28th, I believe. We received for our region 15 projects. There's a good mix of like what looked like some pretty nice projects. We have a whole variety, you know, a few roundabout projects, two-way left turn lanes, intersection improvements, a lot of active transportation type projects, some electric bus purchases. So we're sifting through all that internally. We'll be submitting those to the statewide review committee here in the next few weeks. And then final decisions on that will be made in December. And two of the big bipartisan infrastructure law programs, wanted to give you a couple updates of interest. The RAISE program, fiscal year 23 awards were announced in late June on the 28th. $2.2 billion for that funding round. $15 billion was requested, but just wanted to, huge win for our region. The city of Kent was one of only four applicants in the state of Ohio that got funding. So this was their second time at bat trying to get the funding, and they were successful, so that's a huge win, and really, really helps out our overall TIP because their East Main project was is one of our largest projects in the region. Finally, Safe Streets for All. As most of you may remember me saying before, the year two, fiscal year 2023, that was due July 10th. There's $1 billion in that funding round. And I know the city, Kent, was going to apply for that, but because they got the RAISE money, I believe our only applicant was the city of Greene. They submitted for another TIP project on South Arlington. So we're kind of waiting to see. Those are supposed to be awarded in December, and then the year three notice of funding opportunity will be in the spring, probably in April. Real quick, I did want to mention there were the postcards out in the front. We're part of, AMATS is part of the Ohio Commuter Challenge. This is going to take place September 11th through the 24th, sponsored by the Ohio Commute Rideshare Programs. So it's a statewide challenge, but if you've been looking for an excuse to switch up your commute, this is a good excuse to do it. So, and if you know anyone in your circles that would be interested in that, please help spread the word. Finally, just wanted to mention, I think all of you probably would have gotten the email, but Dave Coulet retired. His last day was Monday. So it's been a little bit of a weird week, a little bit quiet since he left, but Just wanted to make sure you were all aware. Amy, who's been doing so much of the TIP stuff for the last several rounds, you know, she's going to take on his old role as TIP coordinator. And we will be, Curtis and I have been talking through eventual replacement, you know, or other staff hires. So we're working through that. So that's there's a bunch of other stuff I could go into, but in the interest of time, I'll stop there. So any questions? Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Stewart. Moving on to item 3C, AMAT's federal funds report. Reference attachment 3C. Ms. Prater.
Hello. So fiscal year 2024 has now begun. Your memo says that one project has sold. Actually, two projects have sold. We have another one come in after this was written. If you notice, our STBG allocations are lower this year than in previous years. Portions of that is due to the fact we took a loan and the loan repayment was already taken out at the beginning of the year. And part of it is due to the fact that ODOT redid their budgets, and so we got less money this year and in future years. So we also have a new carbon reduction program, and the money from previous years was moved forward into 2024. Our TASA funding this year is negative, but we do expect carry forward from 23 to come into 24 and replenish that. As Matt has already said, we've already accepted CMAQ applications, and we're in the process of scoring those. The TAC TIP reviewed the funding policy guidelines, which will be presented later, and those are ready to be approved in September meeting. Once we have those guidelines, we will be putting out applications for STBG, TASA, the CRP program, and those should be expected to be due at the end of October, and then we will score those and bring them back for final project approvals. Any questions?
All right. No questions. Thank you very much. Moving on to item 4, old business.
Well, we have none.
Very good. Item 5, new business. Now, item 5A, draft 2023 funding policy guidelines. This is a discussion. Mr. Baker.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. So the TAC TIP met earlier this summer and recommended, along with staff, recommended some changes to our funding policy guidelines. I'm just going to go through. We have a little presentation, but honestly, it's more just for me to keep flowing and keep it organized. There's also a bulleted list on your attachment 5A of the major changes, as well as the document itself, which is redlined with the changes. So the purpose of this, if many of you remember from when we had a funding, when we had our funding committee back in 2018, 2019, was stressing the importance of giving our policy committee and our committees a longer period of time to look at some of the requested changes and give their thoughts and comments. So what I want to do today was just kind of go through this, give everybody a heads up of what we're thinking about changing or what we're recommending to change, and then we'd like to see it approved in September. And then, as Amy said, we would begin our application process for the next round of funding. So what are the funding policy guidelines? It really describes our capital funding programs and how we process them, how we score projects. It provides us with a rubric for scoring your projects. We update it every 2 years at the beginning of a round of funding. The draft policy is first reviewed by the TAC TIP subcommittee, and that happened on June 20th. They're then reviewed by the TAC and Policy Committee in August, and then we will be looking for a final approval in September. There's basically three categories of changes. One of them is the general administrative policy changes. One is the recommended STBG resurfacing TASA changes, which is the program-based changes, and then finally, we're recommending the whole brand new carbon reduction program. So the CARB program, or CRP program as we're calling it, the purpose of this is the new program that we need to attribute funds to that was created by the bipartisan infrastructure law. Come on, baby. It's killing all my momentum. Yeah, Amy, if you don't... Oh, hey! All right, so probably going to have to partially get up, Amy, four more times for every slide.
I'm ready.
Yeah, so the some of the changes, first, program administration, just heads up, 2020 census changed our fair share numbers a little bit based on population. So the fair share distribution slightly, your numbers have changed since 2010, since the 2010 population. Other changes, general project eligibility, we're increasing the limit of project awards for each program from 2 to 3. And then we're also including the TASA program into the PDIP program. So those of you that have utilized the PDIP program before, project delivery incentive program, where you can get an extra 10% of your local share, or basically half your local share taken care of through toll revenue credits. We wanted to try to speed up some of our TASA projects and therefore propose adding the PDIP to those TASA projects to incentivize potentially them happening a little faster. Project cost increases, another change we made was basically our language was a little unclear about if a project is at our cap, can the staff give a 15% cost increase or does it need to go through our traditional process? We just clarified that language that says if a project's at the cap, it must go through the TAC TIP, TAC, and Policy Committee for approval. So that was really just to clear things up or make it easier for the staff to have direction on that. All right. Going through the programs. So did I miss the first one? Let me make sure this is the first one and then double back. Okay, STBG, keeping the existing program cap at $6 million, keeping all the scoring criteria the same, essentially. The only change is to incorporate the Safe Streets for All recommendations into the scoring criteria. So on the slide, you can see what was the past, and in the new, which is, I know, apologize, that light beaming on the screen, but you can see that we've incorporated that if a project is located on the Safe Streets for All plan, high injury network, it receives max points versus how we used to just use our high crash locations as points for a project. And that's in keeping with the recommendations for the Safe Streets for All program. For the resurfacing program, the biggest change is increasing from 700,000 to 800,000. AMATS has taken on a number of project increase requests over the last 2 years just based on project costs increasing. So the purpose of this is to increase that amount a little bit to help with resurfacing costs. And we have no recommended changes to the scoring criteria for resurfacing. TASA's probably got the largest group of changes that were recommended. One, we want to increase the project funding cap from 700,000 to 1 million. It's been 700,000 for, I think, about 17 years at least, if not more. So we're increasing that to we'd like to increase it to 1 million. We also want to we're creating what we're calling supplemental funding for TASA projects. Basically, we want to create a reservoir list of projects that if you are already have AMATS funds in a project in the short term, so in 24, 25, or 26, and you have a shortfall, and you think and you have bike and pedestrian elements in your project, you can come to AMATS and ask to be on the reservoir project to get additional funds for your project through TASA. And as we've gotten to the weeds with this, with our funding policy subcommittee, the reason for this is that our bike projects, bike trail projects, continue to take a long time to develop. And so in order to continue to fully fund those, we also need to have a mechanism that if we were had the potential fear of, say, giving money back to the state because we couldn't spend the money, we want to have a reservoir list of projects in that fiscal year where we can say, hey, Stowe's got a shortfall on their STBG job, they're putting in sidewalks, they could use $250,000, and we have a balance of $250,000 in our TASA this year. That gives us the ability to say, yes, let's move that money forward. They ranked highest on the reservoir list project. So this is the most probably different and complex type thing that we're going to try. But the purpose is just to try to protect the TASA program to make sure that we don't leave money on the table. So that's the point of that. We're raising the points from 15 to 20 for sidewalk replacement and for bike and ped safety infrastructure projects that are specifically tied to the Safe Streets for All program. We are kind of encouraging communities, we want you to come to us with potential sidewalk replacement jobs, ones that can be done within a two-year period versus a four-year period or a six-year period. I think that's what we're hoping to incentivize. Also, award 5 points, like I said, for proven safety countermeasures from the Safe Streets for All program, and also increase Safe Streets for School points. This was a recommendation from Safe Streets for All. Increase the points for projects from safe routes to schools from 5 to 10. So like I said, this is probably where there are the most changes, other than the fact that we built a brand new program because we have a new set of funding. So what we did with this round of the carbon reduction program would be to try to emphasize existing projects that could use additional funds, score priority projects that reduce carbon emissions, and then include an equity component based on the Equitable Transportation Community Explorer. Equity, obviously, is a big part of the current administration, and we felt like this program was a good test case for us to pilot, using that to be a possible way to score projects. So this, I don't expect you to be able to read it, but it is in your page, and this is essentially, all of this is brand new for the program. So it goes through the scoring of kind of how each category will be scored and what we'll be looking for. The funding available for this round, we estimate to be about $15 million for STBG, $15 million for resurfacing, $8 million for CRP, and $1.2 million for TASA. So like I said, we don't have a lot of money in TASA because we are over-programmed, but we have a fear of a lot of projects not happening when they're supposed to, based on slippage and complexities that we're all aware of when it comes to trail projects. But we do expect to be able to award a healthy slate of projects come January. The timeline for the round, as Amy said, review in August, which is now, approval in September, applications in September, and then applications being due at the end of October. So basically Halloween, we will be expecting project applications from you all for all this slate of funding that's available. I know I kind of motor mouthed that. I didn't want to get too caught in the weeds, but I wanted, our thought is you guys now have time you can review this, look at the funding policy guidelines, look at the red line, review, ask questions, etc., with the idea of coming back in September for approval. But so if anyone has any questions about the genesis or why things are the way they are, I'd be happy to dive into more details. But we felt like this is a nice little incremental change to our funding policy that takes into account some of the inflationary pressures you're all experiencing, as well as trying to shore up some of our funds that we're a little worried about in the short term to make sure that we're not in the situation of giving money back to ODOT. So with that, I'd open up to discussion if there are any questions.
No one wants to show their cards, which projects
are... Yeah. Yeah, so you can all go home, score your projects with the new criteria, and then complain to me before the next meeting what you don't like and what you do like.
All right, no questions for Mr. Baker. Thank you very much. Moving on to item 6, resolutions, item 6A. Resolution 2023-09, approving amendment number 1 to the fiscal year 24-27 transportation improvement program to remove one existing project, revise the schedule for one project, and revise the funding source and schedule for one existing project. A motion is required. Reference attachment 6A is sprayed.
Thank you. So basically, the first project we're removing, as you all know, we are starting a new TIP as of July 1st. We were actually able to move this project up into fiscal year 23, and it was able to sell in 23, so therefore it doesn't need to be in our current TIP in 24. So so that is the sole reason for removal. For the second project, Wolf Gorge Road Resurfacing, after speaking to the sponsor and discussing it with ODOT, this project did some chip and seal work a couple years, like last year, and their PCI went sky high. And they said that after the chip and seal, it seems to be holding really well. They really hated to like repave it right after they chip and sealed it. Nobody's complaining about it now. So we decided to actually push the project back till 2027, which will free up funds for other projects. So that project was moved out. So that's the revised schedule. The revised schedule and funding source is the Kent project. We initially moved that project out in 2026 for fiscal constraint. However, now we are able to move it back up into 2025. We were able to get the funds to move it back into 2025 once the TIP was approved. In addition, Kent has decided, we've discussed with them, we have a lot of CRP funds that ODOT is not happy we have not been spending. So Kent has decided, and we've got agreement from them, that we will give them $3.6 million in CRP funds. That would be our CRP funds for 2022, 2023, and most of 2024. Those funds will go into 2025, and they will actually release the $3.6 million of STBG in return. So that will free up $3.6 million in STBG funding. So that will help us quite a bit. We'll hopefully be able to move some projects up. So, also, Kent got $5.25 million in a raise grant as well. And so that also increased their total project cost to $28.3 million. So staff recommends approval of Resolution 2309. And just one more comment. Policy will actually be getting an updated, revised version of this, because if you look at the Kent project, it says revised schedule, but it never says what the revised schedule is. So I have added a sentence for policy committee that the construction funding will move from 26 to 25 for all funding sources. So that is the revised schedule. Any questions? Any questions?
All right, no questions. A motion is required for Resolution 23-09.
So moved, Jenkins.
Second, Paradise.
Thank you. We have a motion and a second. All those in favor of approving Resolution 2309 signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Hearing none, the motion passes. All right, moving on to item 7, other business.
None. Hard to believe. Other than our Wednesday meeting.
Yes. Yeah, I will move to adjournment with the special note that our next regular meeting is on Wednesday, September 13th, not Thursday. All right, very
scheduling
good.
Conflict.
Meeting is adjourned.